I recently pointed out that of the worst 10 budget amendments in the Texas House listed by the Texas Scorecard, only one was from a Republican. It seems that Rhino Ken King of Canadian filed a budget amendment which would prevent any government funding from being appropriated in the legislative districts of members of the House that vote against the budget. Blatantly unconstitutional, petty, and vindictive, King's amendments a direct attack on lawmakers' ability to represent their constituents. In light of the House budget's unnecessary raid on the Rainy Day Fund, King's amendments an attempt at blackmailing lawmakers into becoming accomplices, the Texas Scorecard author wrote. A listener in Ken King's district wrote, "It's far worse than you think. Well, one, I think people blindly vote Republican thinking R equals C for conservative when it clearly doesn't, as you chronicle repeatedly on your show. Two, a far bigger problem, King ran unopposed last election." Sadly, many people in the Proud on Texas audience who should have known better voted for Ken King. Now they have an anti-conservative state rep who was recruited and run for office by folks who had one interest, increasing the flow of tax dollars to local government with less accountability. Ken King shocked even a few of his moderate buddies in his first session with talk about how being in Austin was like his good old college days. Unfortunately, this party-it-up attitude's a motivating factor for a good number of these officials. Make yourself a friend of the lobbyists and leadership and enjoy the ride. It's very similar to pledging some fraternities. Representative Ken King knew the drill well. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.